马太福音第25章第14节到30节是主耶稣所说的其中一个比喻。
Matthew 25:14-30 is one of the parables that Jesus told.
我把这个比喻标题为在天国里的忠心。
And I titled it as Faithfulness in the Kingdom of Heaven.
让我们大家来一起来看主耶稣所说的这个比喻。
Let's turn to the parable that Jesus told.
马太福音25章第14节，我只是用英文来念，然后如果你看英文的，跟着一起看。
I will be only reading it in Chinese. Please follow along in English.
马太福音第25章第14节，耶稣说，天国好比，又好比一个人要往外国去，就叫了仆人来，把他的家业交给他们。按照个人的才干给他们银子，一个给了5000，一个给了2000，一个给了1000，就往外国去了。那领5000的随即拿去做买卖，另外赚了5000，那领2000的也照样另赚了2000，但那领了1000的却掘开地，把主人的银子藏埋藏了。过了许久，那些仆人的主人来了，和他们算账。那领5000银子的就带着那另外的5000来说，主啊，你交给我5000银子，请看我又赚了5000。主人说，好，你是又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上又忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。那领2000的也来说，主啊，你交给我的2000银子，请看我又赚了2000。主人说，好，你这人，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。那领了1000的也来说，主啊，我知道你是忍心的人，没有种的地方也要收割，没有散的地方也要起面，我就害怕，去把你1000的银子埋藏在地里，请看你的原银子在这里。主人回答说，你这又饿又懒的仆人，你是知道我没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要取念，就当把我的银子收放给换税换银钱的人，到我来的时候可以连本带利收回。夺过他这1000来给那有10000的，因为凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余，没有的连他所有的也要夺过来。把这无用的仆人丢在外面黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿的。而马太福音第24章谈到主耶稣再来的事情。
In Matthew 24, it speaks of Jesus' second coming.
在24章第3节这里说，
Matthew 24:3 it says,
耶稣在橄榄山上坐坐，门徒暗暗的来说，请告诉我们什么时候有这些事，你降临和世界的末日有什么预兆呢？
As he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, Tell us, when will these things happen, and what will be the sign of your coming, and of the end of the age?
还有在44节这里说，所以你们要准备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
In verse 44 it says, For this reason you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not think he will.
那么讲完了关于主耶稣再来的事情，耶稣在25章说了三个比喻。
And after talking about his second coming, Jesus in chapter 25 speaks of three different parables.
那么第一个比喻就是十个童女的比喻。
The first parable is the parable of the 10 virgins.
第二个比喻是银子的比喻。
And the second one is parable of the talents.
那么第三个比喻是绵羊跟山羊的比喻。
And the third parable is the parable of the sheep and the goat.
啊，这些比喻都有个共同点。
They all have similarities.
也就是警告我们或者提醒我们，主耶稣在还没有来之前，要尽忠做好准备。
It is a warning and reminder to us to be prepared before Jesus comes again.
哦，我曾经讲过十个童女的比喻。
I spoke about the parable of the 10 virgins.
我也曾经讲过这个绵羊跟山羊的比喻。
And also spoke of the parable of the sheep and the goats.
今天早上我们看那段经文谈到银子的比喻。
And this morning we're going to look at the parable of the talents.
这个比喻描述到一个很富有的人他到外地去。
And this parable describes someone who was very rich who was going away.
然后把他的家业交给他的仆人让他们来管理。
And he gave his possessions to his servants to take care of.
我们主耶稣以这个比喻教导我们关于一个人在天国里面的责任。
And this parable teaches us people's responsibility in the kingdom of heaven.
我们在14节15节主耶稣这么说。
In verses 14 and 15, Jesus says,
他说天国好比一个人要往外国去就要叫了仆人来把他的家业交给他们按照个人的才干给他们银子一个给了五千一个给了两千一个给了一千就往外国去了。
For it is just like a man about to go on a journey who called his own slaves and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave five talents, to another two, and to another one, each according to his own ability, and he went on his journey.
这个人把他的家业按照仆人的才干分给他们。
This man divided his possessions to his slaves based on their abilities.
一个给了五千银子。
To one he gave five talents.
一个给了两千银子。
To another two.
一个给了一千银子。
To another one talent.
那么根据英文的翻译这个银子是 talent.
And according to the English translation, it's talent.
我们在古代的时候一千个银子它的重量大约是60到90磅。
And according to the things of the past, one talent is about 60 to 90 pounds.
不同的时代还有不同的地方他们的重量有所不同。
There's some variance between different times and different locations as to the weights.
那么一千个银子它的价值是等于一个劳工六千天的工资。
And one talent is equivalent to 6,000 days of work for a normal labor.
那么大约是20年的工资。
About the wage for 20 years.
那么因此两千银子等于40年的工资。
So two talents is 40 years of work.
而五千个银子等于100年的工资。
And five talents is 100 years of labor.
所以无论是五千两千或者一千都是一个很大的数目。
Whether five, two, or one talent, it's a lot of amount.
所以这段经文强调主人把自己的家业按照个人的才干分给他们。
And here we see that the man divided his possessions based on their abilities.
那么他期望每一个仆人都尽他们的责任。
He had hoped that each slave would use to carry out their responsibility.
那么好好的去使用这些银钱。
And use this money wisely.
这个观念跟保罗还有这个彼得在他们的书信里所说的属灵恩赐有点相似。
And this concept is similar to what Paul and Peter speaks of in their letters concerning spiritual gifts.
在罗马书第十二章第六节到第八节，保罗这么说。
And Romans 12:6, Paul says,
他说按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言，就当照着信心的程度说预言。
Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to exercise them accordingly. If prophecy, according to the proportion of his faith.
或做执事的就当专业执事，或做教导的就当专业教导，或做劝化的就当专业劝化。
If service in his serving, or he who teaches in his teaching, or he who exhorts in his exhortation.
施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的就当甘心。
He who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness.
那么同样的，使徒彼得在彼得前书也这么说。
Likewise, Peter in 1 Peter says,
个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
As each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
然后若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲；若有服侍人的，要按着神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿们。
Whoever speaks is to do so as one who is speaking the utterances of God. Whoever serves is to do so as one who is serving by the strength which God supplies, so that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belongs the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
我们在教会里面有不同的肢体。
And in the church, there's different parts of the body.
每一个肢体都有不同的功用。
And every part has its function.
我们神按照他的旨意赐这些恩赐给这些肢体。
And God, according to his will, gives different gifts to the body.
希望他们专一的能够发挥他们的功能。
Hoping that they would be faithful in carrying out their function.
那么使到教会能够被建立起来。
So that the church may be built up.
所以我们看到这个比喻不只是谈到属灵的恩赐。
So we see that in the parable it not only talks about the spiritual gifts.
也包括钱财的使用。
It also includes the use of money.
神把这些钱财赐给我们是要我们好好的使用在他的国度里面。
God has given us money to use for his kingdom.
其实我们所拥有的是从神而来的。
Actually, all our possessions came from God.
神拥有一切。
God owns everything.
我们就好像诗篇24篇第一节说。
Just as in Psalm 24:1 it says,
地和其中所充满的，世界和住在其间的，都属耶和华。
The earth is the Lord's and all it contains, the world and those who dwell in it.
然后在哈该书第二章第八节说，
In Haggai 2:8 it says,
万军之耶和华说，银子是我的，金子也是我的。
The silver is mine and the gold is mine, declares the Lord of hosts.
我们神是物质，我们只不过是一个管家。
And God is the owner, we're merely stewards.
我们所拥有的，不论是钱财、恩赐啊，或者一切的产业，甚至我们的生命，都是神所赐的。
All that we own, whether it's money, our gifts, our properties, or even our lives, is gift from God.
然后，除非我们明白这点。不然的话，我们不能够成为神的好管家。
Unless we understand this point, we cannot be good stewards.
那么神把这些钱财、恩赐，包括我们的生命，赐给我们。
God has given us the money, the abilities, and including our lives to us.
那么圣经告诉我们，因此我们要好好的去使用它。
The Bible tells us, therefore, we need to use it well.
然后奉献金钱在天国的事工上是一个属灵的投资。
And offering money to the works of the kingdom is a spiritual investment.
那么就如主耶稣在马太福音第六章第十九节到二十节这么说。
Just as what Jesus says in Matthew 6:19-20.
他说不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能朽坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。
Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal.
我们只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能朽坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。
But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal.
所以把我们的钱财、我们的恩赐、还有我们的生命使用在天国的事工上，是一个属灵的投资。
So using our money, our abilities, and our lives on the kingdom of God is a spiritual investment.
所以在耶稣所说的这个比喻里面有三个仆人。
So in Jesus' parable, there are three slaves.
然后只有两个仆人用他的银钱来去做买卖。
Only two slaves use their money to do business.
那领了五千的随即拿去做买卖，另外赚了五千，那领了二千的也照样赚了二千。
Immediately, the one who had received the five talents went and traded with them and gained five more talents. In the same manner, the one who had received the two talents gained two more.
然后这段经文里面说到，那领了五千的随即拿去做买卖。
So in the verse it says, immediately the one who had received five talents went and traded with them.
他没有浪费时间，他立刻去做这个买卖。
He did not waste time, he went and traded immediately.
因着他的举动，他就赚了五千。
Because of his proactivity, he earned five talents.
这个是百分之百的利润。
This is 100% gain.
那么同样的，那领了两千的那个仆人。
Likewise, the slave who received two talents.
他也照样的，他也赚了两千。
Likewise, he earned two talents.
也是百分之百的利润。
That's also a 100% gain.
这个是一个经济学的一个原理。
This is a basic principle in business.
能够以钱来赚取更多的钱。
Use money to earn more money.
所以在马太福音第25:19。
So in Matthew 25:19.
这里说过了许久，那些仆人的主人来了，和他们算账。
Now after a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them.
然后这节经文说明主人出去了许久。
And here it speaks of the master who went for a long time.
没有说是多久。
It did not say how long.
相信是一段相当长的时间。
I believe it is a long time.
然后主人回来的目的就是要向他们算账。
And the purpose of him coming back is to settle accounts with them.
那么首先就是向那个五千给了五千那个仆人算账。
So he first settles account with the servant who had the five talents.
这里讲到那领五千银子的就带着那另外的五千来说，主啊，你交给我的五千银子，请看，我又赚了五千。
The one who had received the five talents came up and brought five more talents, saying, Master, you entrusted five talents to me. See, I have gained five more talents.
那么请注意这节经文最后那一句。
Please notice the last phrase of this verse.
他说请看我又赚了五千。
See, I have gained five more talents.
这句话表明这个仆人他的兴奋。
Here we see the excitement of the servant.
他感到很兴奋，因为他赚了五千。
He was very excited because he gained five more talents.
如果我给你五千，你又赚了五千，你兴奋不兴奋？
If I gave you five talents and you earned five more talents, would you not be excited?
那么因着这个缘故，主人就对他说。
And because of this, master said.
主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人。你在不多的事情上又忠心，我要把许多的事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful slave. You are faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.
因为这位仆人他的忠心。
Because the faithfulness of the slave.
然后主人就让他管理更多的事情。
The master, put him in charge of even more things.
不单如此，他还能够进入主人那个快乐里面。
Not only that, he entered into the joy of his master.
那么同样的，那领了两千的人也来说，主啊，你交给我两千银子，请看，我又赚了两千。
Likewise, also the one who had received two talents came up and said, Master, you entrusted two talents to me. See, I have gained two more talents.
主人说好， 你是又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上又忠心，我要把许多的事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.
忠心是一个属灵的美德。
Faithfulness is a spiritual virtue.
这个词句经常出现在圣经里面。
And this phrase oftentimes appears in scripture.
无论是旧约圣经或者新约圣经，都强调人对神应当忠心。
And whether in the Old Testament or the New Testament, all emphasize the importance of men's faithfulness to God.
不只要忠心，而且要至死忠心。
And not only faith, just faithful, but be faithful until death.
如果我们看启示录第二章第十节的话，
If we look at Revelation 2:10,
然后这里讲到你将要受的苦，你不用怕，魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里，叫你们被试炼，你们必受患难死的日，你复要至死忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。
Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to cast some of you into prison, so that you will be tested, and you will have tribulation for 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life.
我们圣经讲到主耶稣有一天将会再来。
The Bible speaks of one day Jesus will come again.
他来的时候要向每一个人算账。
And when he comes, he's going to settle account with everyone.
就好像这个仆人，这个主人向这些仆人算账一样。
Just as the master settling account with his slaves.
然后保罗在罗马书第十四章第十二节这么说。
And Paul in Romans 14:12 says.
这样看来，我们个人必要将自己的事在神的面前说明。
So then, each one of us will give an account of himself to God.
我们在世上如何使用我们的钱财？
How do we use our money here on earth?
我们在世上怎么样使用我们的恩赐还有我们的时间？
How do we use our gifts and our time?
有一天将要在神的面前说明清楚。
One day we will have to give an account before God.
向他交账。
We have to give an account.
所以在这三个仆人当中，
So among these three slaves,
只有两个以这个银钱来做买卖。
Only two use the money to trade.
那么其余的却把它收藏起来。
The other one hid it.
那么就如第十八节说，但那领一千的去掘开地，把主人的银子埋藏起来。
In verse 18, it says, But he who received the one talent went away and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money.
那么在当时，把这个贵重的物品埋在土里是相当普遍的事情。
And at that time, to hide something valuable in the ground is common.
那么可能这个仆人感到这个方法是最安全的方法。
Perhaps the servant thought this was the safest way.
然后其实今天有不少的人好像这个仆人一样，把自己的财物收藏起来。
But many people now are like the slave who hid the money.
不愿意把它投资在天国的事工上。
They're unwilling to invest it in the kingdom of heaven.
所以当轮到他交账的时候，
So when it's time for him to give an account.
然后这个仆人就说，
This slave said,
他说，主啊，我知道你是一个忍心的人，没有种的地方要收割，没有撒的地方要取念，我就害怕去把一千银子藏在地里，请看你的原银在这里。
Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed. And I was afraid and went away and hid your talent in the ground. See, you have what is yours.
所以这段经文说明这个仆人对主人有一个不正确的观念。
And here we see that the slave have a wrong view of the master.
他认为主人是一个忍心的人。
He felt like though the master is a hard man.
没有人情而且没有宽容心的人。
He had no compassion and no forgiveness.
因此他感到害怕而把他的银子收藏起来。
Therefore, he was fearful and hid the talent.
那么至少主人回来的时候，他还可以把它交回给主人。
At least when the master came back, he could return the same talent.
那么同样的，当我们对神没有一个正确观念的时候
，Likewise, when we have a wrong view of God.
把神看为是一个无情不公平的神的时候
，When we see God as a heartless and unfair God.
很自然的就会感到害怕。
It's very easy for us to be fearful.
那么可能你觉得神是一个无情不公平的神。
Perhaps you feel like that God is heartless and unfair.
那么使到你不能够完全的信靠他。
So you cannot trust him completely.
那么因此你不愿意把你的钱财、把你的时间、把你的生命让神来掌管。
Therefore, you're not willing to give up your money, your life, and your abilities.
把这个钱财、把这个时间和生命投资在天国的事工上。
And to invest your money, your time, and your life in the work of the kingdom.
因为这个仆人没有好像其他的仆人好好的去使用得来的银子。
Because the slave did not use the talent that he received wisely.
我们因此主人就对他说。
Therefore, the master said,
他说你是又饿又懒的仆人，你既知道我没有种的地方可以收割，没有散的地方可以取念，就当把我的银子收放在税换银钱的人，到我来的时候可以连本带利收回。
You wicked lazy slaves, you knew that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I scatter no seed. Then you ought to have put my money in the bank, and on my arrival, I would have received my money back with interest.
那么这个仆人被主人看为是一个又饿又懒的人。
And the slave is seen by the master as a wicked and slave and lazy slave.
那么饿和懒使到一个人不愿意把自己的生命献给神。
Wickedness and laziness cause a person to be unwilling to offer themselves to God.
懒惰是一个很严重的一个问题。
Laziness is a big problem.
一个懒惰的学生不会有好的成绩。
A lazy student will not have good grades.
一个懒惰的农夫不会有好的收成。
A lazy farmer will not have good harvest.
一个懒惰的员工将会被老板开除。
And a lazy worker will be fired by the owner.
一个懒惰的人不会每天去读圣经。
A lazy person will not read his Bible every day.
他也不会以他的时间来去侍奉神。
Nor will he use his time to serve God.
我们圣经里面教导我们要勤劳，要殷勤。
The Bible teaches us to be diligent.
箴言书第十章第五节说，夏天取念的是智慧之子，收割时沉睡的是胎羞之子。
He who gathers in summer is a son who acts wisely, but he who sleeps in harvest is a son who acts shamefully.
然后箴言书第十三章第四节说，懒惰人羡慕却无所得，殷勤人必得丰裕。
The soul of the sluggard craves and gets nothing, but the soul of the diligent is made fat.
然后在希伯来书第六章十一节到第十二节说。
And in Hebrews 6:11-12 it says,
我们愿你们个人都显出这样的殷勤，使你们有满足的指望，一直到底，并且不解胎，对吗？总要效法那些凭信心和忍耐承受应许的人。
And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence so as to realize the full assurance of hope until the end, so that you will not be sluggish, but imitators of those who brought faith, who through faith and patience inherit the promises.
那么这个又饿又懒的仆人，既然他知道主人是一个有忍心的人。
So the wicked and lazy slave, since he knows that his master is a hard man,
然后期望人在没有种的地方收割
and hoping to reap where he did not sow,
在没有撒种的地方取念
and places where he did not sow seeds,
他应当把这个银子放在银行里面
he should have put his money in the bank,
把银子放在银行里面，好过把它埋在土里。
putting it in the bank would be better than putting it in the ground.
你的钱放在哪里的？
Where do you put your money?
有没有放在枕头之下？
Do you put it under your pillow?
啊，以前有这样的人。
In the past, people did that.
因为放在银行里面可以生利啊利息。
Because in the bank, at least you could get interest.
所以因为这个仆人的做法。
Because of what the servant did.
啊，使到他承受很严重的后果。
He received very severe consequence.
所以在二十八节这里说，夺过他这一千来，给那有一万的。
So in verse 28 it says, therefore take away the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents.
因为他没有好好的使用主人给他的。
Because he did not use wisely what the master gave him.
啊，他给的一千也被夺回来。
Even the talent that he had received was taken away.
给那个有一万的。
And given to the one who has 10.
所以在二十九节这么说，因为凡有的还要加给他。叫他有余，没有的，连他所有的也要夺过来。
For to everyone who has, more shall be given, and he who will have an abundance. But from the one who does not have, even what he does have shall be taken away.
所以，当一个人不愿意以他的钱财、他的恩赐、他的时间来侍奉神的时候
，So when a person is not willing to use his money, his abilities, and his life to serve God,
那么神将会兴起其他的人。
God will raise up other people.
他将会使用那些忠心愿意把钱财、时间、恩赐赐给让神来使用的人。
And he will give the ability to those who will use their money, their abilities, and their time, and their life to serve God.
啊，这个又饿又懒的那个仆人，他的不止银钱被夺回来。
And for the wicked and lazy slave, not only was the talent taken away from him.
那么在比喻里面说，他还被丢在外面。
And the parable tells us that he was cast into the outer darkness.
所以把这个无用的人丢在外面黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿的。
Throw the worthless slave into the outer darkness. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
所以丢在外面黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿。这个词句在圣经里面其他的地方是用来描述地狱的情况。
So throw the worthless slave into the outer darkness. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. In scripture, other places, this is the description of hell.
啊，换句话说，这个没有用的仆人最后被丢在地狱里。在那里承受地狱的痛苦。
In another word, this worthless slave was thrown into hell and suffered the hardship of hell.
那么主耶稣在这个约翰福音第十五章第一节到第八节谈到这个葡萄树和枝子的比喻。
And Jesus in John 15 speaks of the parable of the vine.
他说：“凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去。”凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so that it may bear more fruit.
我们根据这个主耶稣所说的比喻，那些被剪下来不结果子的枝子将被丢在火里烧掉。
And according to what Jesus says, the branch that does not bear fruit will be taken away and burned.
丢在火里的意思就是在扔在这个火湖里面的意思。
And thrown into the fire means that being thrown into the lake of fire.
或者你看启示录话就代表是地狱。
Or if you look at Revelation, it refers to hell.
那些好像比喻里又饿又懒的仆人的人。
It's just like the parable of the people who are wicked and lazy.
啊，将会面对同样的后果。
Will be facing the same consequence.
那么地狱就是他们的去处。
Hell is their destination.
因为他们也没有真正悔改，相信耶稣。
Because they did not truly repent and believe in Jesus.
一个真正悔改、相信耶稣的人，必定会结出生命的果子来。
A person who has truly believed and repented will bear fruit.
那他会很忠心的以自己的才干、以自己的恩赐、钱财、时间。来投资在天国的事工上。
He will be very faithful and invest in the kingdom of heaven.
Norman Geisler, 不晓得你有没有听过这个人的名字。
I don't know if you ever heard of the man named Norman Geisler.
那么他小的时候因为被邻居的邀请去参加一个暑期圣经学校。
And when he was young, because of a neighbor's invitation, he went and attended a vacation Bible school.
那么后来他回到这间教会去参加教会的主日学。
And then he continued to go to the Sunday school at the church.
那么一共参加了400个星期天的主日学。
And he went for 400 weeks of Sunday school.
每一个星期都有一位很忠心驾驶这个巴士的驾驶员接送他。
Every week there was a very faithful bus driver who came and picked him up.
一个星期又一个星期他去参加教会。
Week after week, he went to church.
但是他没有相信耶稣。
But he did not believe in Jesus.
我们最后在高中第四年的时候
Finally, in his senior year in high school,
被接送了到教会超过400次之后
After being taken to church more than 400 times,
然后他把他的生命交托给耶稣。
He committed his life to Christ.
那么假如这位巴士驾驶员在395次把这个 Norman Geisler 放弃。
If this bus driver after 395 times, gave up on Norman Geisler.
那么假如这位巴士员说这个孩子的在属灵上是没有希望的。
If, this bus driver at some point said this child has no hope spiritually.
不要再浪费时间在他的身上。
I will no longer waste my time on him.
如果这位巴士驾驶员在自己的岗位不忠心
If the bus driver was not faithful in his position.
那么可能 Norman Geisler 就没有机会相信耶稣了。
Perhaps Norman Geisler would not have the opportunity to believe in Jesus.
Norman Geisler 是我在念大学一位室友的父亲。
Norman Geisler was, during my college years, one of my roommate's father.
他是 Dallas 神学院的一位教授。
He's a professor at Dallas Theological Seminary.
曾经写了不少这个神学的书籍。
He has written many theological books.
他是这个圣经辩护学的专家。
He's a, apologetic,expert.
对神学教育还有对教会做了很大的贡献。
He had contributed much to, theological teaching of the church.
让我们用一点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let us use some time to meditate on today's message.
你的钱财你的时间还有你的才干是用在哪里
Where do you spend your money, your time, and your abilities?
你怎么用去使用你的钱财还有你的时间
How do you use your money and your time?
有一天我们将要在主的面前向他交账
One day you will give an account before God.
亲爱的父神，求你帮助我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, please help us.
求你帮助我们顺服你的话语。
Help us to obey your word.
听从主耶稣的教导。
To listen to the teachings of Jesus.
让我们做一个忠心的仆人。
So that we may be faithful servants.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.